Joining the Red River Farm Network is Emily Solis, a communications specialist with the Animal Agriculture Alliance. And so, Emily, for those who aren't familiar with what your group does, help us understand more about not only just the group and your workings, but about animal activism and farm security. Why is this important?
Sure, Megan. Thank you for having me. Activism is very important because, these groups are spreading a lot of damaging misinformation about animal agriculture, and they're attempting to, kind of sway consumer opinions about what we do on the farm. Like I mentioned, a lot of that information is misinformation. It's not accurate information. So we really work to bridge the communication gap between farm and fork. We really try to engage with the general public and engage with restaurant and retail brands and influencers, really anybody that plays a role in consumer buying decisions to make sure that consumers are making informed decisions in the grocery store.
Yes. So really, we have two pieces of the puzzle here, not only the consumers, like you mentioned, but influencers. So tell us more about those different roles.
Yeah, so we do a lot of work with restaurant, retail brands, food service, but also registered dietitians, nutritionists, just to make sure that everybody is kind of up to date on modern animal agriculture, that they have a good understanding of the practices that we do, why we do it, and also just to serve as a resource to those brands. Because a lot of times animal rights activists will try to pressure restaurant groups into certain policy changes that they want to see, with no scientific or research background to support their claims. They specifically, egg cage-free is a big one that we're seeing right now. So we try to work with these groups to talk to them and, provide a science-based and backed resource of information to them.
Yes. Well, I would love to hear more, Emily, about some of the programs from the Alliance. And, a lot of our listening audience is the farmer and rancher themselves. So not only, programs that can help organizations or consumers or influencers, but the farmers and ranchers themselves. What do you have to offer?
Yeah, we have a very exciting new program that we just launched earlier this year called our Animal Ag Allies. And this is basically, a group of farmers, ranchers, practicing veterinarians that we're working to empower to be outspoken advocates for agriculture online and then also within their communities. When you apply to join the Allies program, you'll go through five modules that really kind of give you an overview of animal agriculture as a whole so that you can speak on the industry as a whole. As opposed to maybe you're a beef, rancher and you have a lot of information about beef, but maybe you get questions a lot about pigs or about chickens. So this will just provide, a well-rounded resource of information about the animal ag industry as a whole. And then you'll be invited to join a private Facebook group where we have, allies that have previously completed the program, and you'll be able to network and connect and kind of bounce ideas off of them. So we just launched this earlier this year. We've had a really great turnout so far. I think we just welcomed over 20 new allies in our most recent class. So we're really excited about it. We're really looking to elevate the voices of the farmers in this group that are being outspoken advocates for agriculture. And we have more information about that on our website at animalagalliance.org.